Hello, friends. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attar, joining you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here, and if you enjoy this podcast, please do tell a friend that might also enjoy it as well. I really appreciate you sharing this with people in your life that also might appreciate it. You could also rate us or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, which is also helpful, lovely, and appreciated. I also always want to hear from you. If you enjoy this podcast, if you have comments to share, reflections, life is better in dialogue, not monologue. So if you do have something to share about this podcast, please do send me a message. I'm over on Instagram at Spiro Collective, or you can go to spirocollective.com and there's a contact me page that is right there. For easy access to the links and references in this podcast, please do subscribe to my newsletter over at spirocollective.com. Let's get into today's episode because we have some fabulous things that we're talking about. So we are talking about the chant that I do every morning to create a calmer and more easeful day. We're going to talk about the new tool that is a game changer when your emotions feel like a mess. Literally, my husband and I just were looking at it, talking about it, and discussing how much we appreciate it. We'll also be sharing this week's live stream yoga schedule, plus the schedule changes that are coming in September, how you can dance go-go to help the post office, and a new yoga practice from the last week. So much goodness. Let us get started. So each week I craft a new theme to inspire our yoga classes and guided meditations. So even when we do all these different modalities, whether it's intermediate vinyasa or yin or a meditation, they all start from the same theme and then we explore this energy in different ways through these different practices. And sometimes the theme stems from conversations with clients, sometimes it's inspired by something I am reading or learning, and other times it is coming really directly from something I'm personally working through to understand about myself or about the world. And this week was one of those themes that hit really close to home in a very good way. Our theme was hold on light, as in opposed to hold on tight, hold on light. And this inspiration came from a beautiful Sanskrit chant that I've been singing for the last few months and really love and appreciate. So this chant, it goes, Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, Karamade Saraswati, Karamule Tu Govinda, Prabhate Karadarshanam. So that means at the top of the hand is Lakshmi, at the middle of the hand is Saraswati, at the base of the hand is Govinda. One should look at one's hands in the early morning and contemplate them. And I also have a link to a sung version of this chant that will be in the show notes if you're interested in hearing the sung version. It's quite lovely. So perhaps, might be the case, that it's a little hard for you to figure out what the connection is between this chant and hold on light, because it is true that the translation makes it sound like there's something wrong with your hands. Your hand is full of Lakshmi and Saraswati and Govinda, and ooh, is that good or bad, right? So let's break it down. Lakshmi is the goddess of abundance, wealth, and earthly possessions. Saraswati is a goddess of knowledge and wisdom. Govinda is another name for Krishna, who's the god of compassion and tenderness. He's infinitely wise. So what does it mean to see them on your hands and that you need to look at them? For me, it is a reminder that our actions count. You know, we go through our day cooking, eating, typing, holding someone's hand, exercising. We do 1,000 things. And all of these actions we take through the day, some of them they're done very consciously and many others are done unconsciously. I know for a lot of us, we can sometimes feel like our actions don't matter, right? Maybe it doesn't matter if we slam the mug down on the table or if we make our coffee with care. Maybe we feel like our work doesn't matter or we've been trying to make change in our sphere of influence and we're not seeing the fruits of that labor. You know, maybe you're someone whose wishes have been ignored or you don't feel your tangible impact of your work in the world. And I have definitely been there. Holy my goodness, I have been there wondering if it even matters what I do or how I do it. Like, if I record this podcast, does it matter? Like, why am I doing this? Why am I showing up? And that's why I love singing this chant in the morning, because imagine, just for this 1 minute, that every action you took was sacred and important, and that each action you took created a noticeable ripple effect in the world. Another way I like to think about this is as if a reporter was writing down everything you did and how you did it, because they cared that much. It was that important. Someone was following you around to see, how do they do it? What do they do? And how would that change? And would that change how you approached your actions? Right? Would it change what you did if someone was following you around, or if you knew that there was a ripple impact? So what I'm reminded of when I use this chant, I'm reminded of the fact that there are, in fact, ripple effects of our actions, even if we don't see them in this moment. I'm reminded that the words that I choose matter, that if I do a yoga nidra instead of scrolling Instagram, that matters, that if I call a friend out of the blue, even if I get to their voicemail, it matters, right? Like each action has an energetic imprint, and that's what this chant reminds me of. I realize that the little choices we make, they can act to lessen the burden of stress in our minds, or they can act to increase it. The choices can contribute to more peaceful communication with the family, or less peaceful. They can increase your healthfulness and balance, or take away from that sense of well-being. There's no neutral, right? There's always a positive or negative impact in this world, in our world of duality. And with this chant, we can remember to see our hands and our actions as a conduit for connection with the world. Our hands are how we reach out and interact with others, and so we have a choice, right? We can hold on tight, creating more tension and unconsciousness, or we can hold on light, creating more softness, joy, community, connection, awareness. So take a moment to notice your hands. Wherever they are they being held in tension? Are you gripping your fingers? Are they soft? What are you noticing? Let's take a little wiggle for those fingers to make sure that they can soften out. And while you're at it, why don't you just relax the jaw too, separating the teeth from each other. Whenever I cue people to release the jaw in a yoga practice, I have someone that laughs because they realize how tightly they were holding and clenching their teeth together. So let's just relax that out for a moment. And let's recognize and acknowledge and try on, even just for these couple minutes, to remember how important and powerful your hands are, how important and powerful your actions are, and decide how we want to use these tools in the world. Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, Karamade Saraswati, Karemule to Govinda, Prabhate Karadarshanam. So good. So let's dive into the schedule for yoga this week, plus our upcoming new schedule, which I'm so excited about. So I want to first say thank you to everyone who filled out the survey for our fall schedule. Because of your feedback, we have made some changes that I think we're going to really help make it so that you're able to come to class and make it more accessible, and just providing some new classes for our community. Really excited. So the changes, September 1st, we're going to start doing our 5 o'clock classes at 5:30. So Tuesday and Thursday, our 60-minute vinyasa classes are going to now start at 5:30 instead of 5, so you can get there after work. Yay! And I'm adding a Friday 45-minute class. It's going to be an all-levels alignment class so that you can get some movement and breath before you head on out to your weekend. Really beautiful lunchtime break, 45 minutes, so that you can not feel guilty for taking that time, and we get to move and breathe together. So thank you for that feedback, for your help in making those changes possible. And if at any point you have feedback on things you'd like to see, whether it's a workshop, a format, a length of class, whatever it is, please reach out, please let me know, because I want to make sure it actually works for you all. And that's the beauty of this new format, is we can be a lot more flexible. So let's use that flexibility to our advantage and find unique ways to offer some yoga. So thank you. This week, however, we are still on the old schedule, and that means that we are teaching Yin Sunday at 8 p.m. Tuesday, our intermediate vinyasa class is at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 6. Thursday, two different classes. There's 8-limb exploration with Vinyasa Casa from 12 to 1, as well as our all levels Vinyasa class from 5 to 6. And then Saturday is prenatal yoga. Allie is going to be subbing next Saturday because I'm going to be in a yoga training I'm very excited about. So that is the schedule. You can register over at spirocollective.com/events. And if you are interested in that Thursday class with Vinyasa Casa, that you can register for over at vinyasakasayoga.com. Big old note, if you can't make the live streams, you can still join our beautiful, wonderful Patreon community. It's $6 a month for all of my live stream classes that have been recorded. I actually go through and record them all again so that you have me teaching them to our live audience, plus the demo of me taking the class. So you can look if you need to look and understand what I'm doing, but you also have the benefit of someone that's actually teaching the class too, which is very enjoyable. So go check that out. It's a beautiful community, $6 a month. You can watch your classes anywhere, anytime, and it's just a great community. So please, please join. Speaking of a class that I recently uploaded, I have one called Receive the Gifts. It's an intermediate vinyasa class. We focus on softening the shoulders, the neck, and the jaw, which we talked about just before, so that we can keep the energy of the heart open and able to receive the abundance in the world around us. There is a ton of open shoulder work. We do devotional warrior, we do camel, we work on forearm stand. It's a great practice. And again, it could be yours if you head on over to patreon.com/spirocollective and subscribe for $6 a month. Let's take it into some action because it is important that we stay in action in this world. My guess is you've heard all of the drama with the U.S. Postal Service. I will link to an article that goes into everything that's been happening because there is a lot. But the important thing to note here in this moment, we're going to focus on the action side of things today, which is let's take some action to actually protect this important institution and ensure that our voting rights are protected as we move into the November election. Now, it can be really easy to say like, oh, the mail, do we need the mail? We have emails, we have Amazon delivering stuff, we have UPS, like why do we need the US Postal Service? Well, first off, this is super interesting. The USPS is the only mail institution in the US that is actually required to protect the privacy of what is sent. I think that's really important, right? Like that, I think that's an important democratic right to have some of that privacy, and USPS is the only one that does it. Second one, a reminder that people with lower socioeconomic status tend to rely more heavily on the mail. If you do not have a computer at home, you probably aren't doing your internet banking at home. People are more likely to get paper checks and paychecks. They're more likely to get medications delivered over the mail because they can't go in or pay for the fancy shipping costs. And just this reminder that these mail disturbances more greatly disturb people that do not have good internet access and are of lower socioeconomic status. So a bunch of ways that you can help. Fun ways. First off, you could buy some USPS swag. This has been like such a big thing on Instagram the last couple weeks. It's so funny. You could buy your dog a little mail carrier costume. You could buy your kid a little mail carrier costume. You could get a sweatshirt. You could buy stamps. I'm actually going to go in. Thank you for the reminder, Sam. Thank you for the reminder, Sam. I'm going to go in and buy some more stamps. I love the Snowy Day stamp collection as well as the Sesame Street stamp collection. And I will admit that I've been sending Snowy Day stamps even all through the summer. So I should probably buy a summer themed one as well. But I love my stamps. So buy some. You can also call your House representative or senator and tell them that you support this bill called H.R. 8015. It's called the Delivering for America Act. It prohibits changes to the USPS before this upcoming election. This is pretty big because essentially there's some fear that the Postmaster General, who is a big Trump donor, so he's given lots and lots and lots of money to our president, there is a fear that he is trying to dismantle some of the abilities of the post office to do its job and be able to handle all the mail-in votes in November. So this act would just stop any changes from happening in the next few months so that we can ensure that these changes are not being politically motivated. Pretty big stuff. Always important, if you haven't yet, please do check in on your state's absentee ballot laws and register to vote because it's very, very important. So make sure you check in each state has different laws on absentee ballots, so check in with what your state needs, what are the requirements, when you can vote absentee, if you can drop off your ballots. Just, you know, be prepared. We are getting close to that election. And if you're in D.C., Sunday, August 23rd, you could join a protest and go-go party in front of the Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's house on August 23rd. How fun! I used to live in this neighborhood that Louis DeJoy lives in. It's called Colorama. It's like where a lot of the embassies are. Lovely neighborhood. And one night, it was actually the night before Sean and I were moving out, we heard all these people coming down the street. We're like, what is going on? We look out, there's a go-go dance party, because it turns out we lived across the street from the Secretary of State at the time. I think it was Secretary of State. Yeah, Rex Tillerson. Really funny. To just see this fancy party going down the street, and this fancy party protest. So we do know how to protest in DC. It is very true. And if you want to be a part of it, go and protest in front of Louis DeJoy's house this Sunday. That's a lot of actions that you can take. Let's wrap this all up with this week's favorite. This is so cool. This came from my friend Bethany. We were talking and she said, I think you would like this blob tree. The blob tree. It is amazing. It is a tree full of blobs, which are little people. They are genderless, colorless blobs, and they help us convey emotion. So each of the little blobs has a different number and a different face. They're in different situations, and they are just so helpful when you are like, I don't know what is wrong. I don't know how I feel. The blobs help you figure that out. I love the blob tree. It is amazing. This is what Sean and I were just using to say, like, oh, I feel like, what did I say? I said, I feel a little 7 with a mixture of 13 and, well, not 13, more like 8. I'm looking at these different blobs. Sean said he felt like a 19 mixed with a 21. Like there was, and it was amazing how helpful that was for us to understand each other. Holy my goodness. You remember last week's podcast, we were talking about communication. This is a super helpful communication tool. Get the blob tree. Again, the link will be in my profile or in the show notes, but you can also find their things at their website if you search blob tree. Wow. What a great week. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, you can subscribe to get easy access to everything you heard here at spirocollective.com. If you grab the newsletter, then you can just get all of the links like directly into your inbox, which is very enjoyable. I'd also love to see you on a live stream or see you in our Patreon community. So go to spirocollective.com if you'd like to register for class. I'd love to see you there. If you have questions, send me a message. And of course, if you have anyone in your world that might enjoy this podcast, that might enjoy a yoga practice with me, or could use an Ayurvedic consultation or fertility support, childbirth education, send them my way. I love when we get to grow this community. I love getting to know your people because you are good people. And have a beautiful Sunday. Thanks for listening.